There was chapter 8, Mishnah 8, Lo Yomar La. So he's not allowed to say to her, we're going back to the case of the Yavam. Remember, she married the brother, then the brother died, and she fell to the Yavam, to the other brother, to do Yibum. So Lo Yomar La, the Yavam is not allowed to say to her, Harei Kusuva Sich Munachas Al Shulchan. Your Kusuva lies on the table. In other words, I've set aside money to pay your kusuva, to guarantee your kusuva, and here's the money. I'm like putting it in front of you. Rather, all of the property, all of the previous husband's property, all of his dead brother's property, has to be surety for the kusuva. He can't just set aside a bit of it. The whole thing, whatever his brother left for him, that has to be surety for her kusuva. And so too in a normal case, never mind the case of a yavam. In any normal case, a man is not allowed to say to his wife, I'm putting aside money as surety for your kusuva, and this is your surety. Rather, all of his property, everything he has to be surety for her kusuva. So, I mean, you can see it's quite interesting. They gave it like quite a high level of importance priority in the chain of debt or whatever. Ksuva, he had to bond all his property to her. Gasha in la ela ksuva sa. But it's going back to the Yavam case. Now, if he divorces her, and then she collects her kusuva, so that's then after that he can sell the rest of the property. That's all she gets. Now she gets the kusuva, and the rest of the brother's property that he inherited, he can now do whatever he wants with it, because he's obviously settled his kusuva obligations. Hechazira, and if he takes her back again, so he divorces her, right? Then he takes her back again. So arehi kachol hanashim ve'ena ela kusuvasa bilvat. So now she's like all other women, and she has only a kusuva. So the court explains that any man who divorces his wife and then remarries her afterwards, she only gets one kusuva. She doesn't get two kusuvas over there. She only gets one. So in this case over here, if he divorces her, so the original kusuva, the payment that he was supposed to pay her, and the court says actually this is before he pays her, he takes her back. So that original kusuva payment still stands for her. He doesn't rewrite another kusuva payment that, like, if he divorced her the second time, now he has to pay her double the amount. It's just one payment that he would have to pay over there. Right.